Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I think the first thing we need to do is realize that we're human and we all enjoy that sort of thing. You know, I would be lying if I didn't say I didn't enjoy Tostitos. I could eat a whole bag at one sitting, especially if you put some hummus there. And Anita's right next to me shaking her head. Yeah, like when I buy it, it's gone instantly.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the privilege of, you know, and the, you know, I'm very fortunate in the sense that I have a lot of muscle on my body, so my body will metabolize that a lot faster than someone who doesn't. So, you know, allowing yourself the freedom to be a human is the first and foremost important thing, in my opinion. And as far as breaking the habit, it's really, you know, it's hard for people to break habits. We need to understand that. So give yourself the time that you need in order to do that. There, you know, there's these formulas. Oh, it takes 21 days to break a habit. Oh, you do something 3 days. A lot of experts have different things. I don't care how long it takes you to break your habit. It's worth the effort that you put forth, like I've been saying time and time again, to discipline yourself to not do those things that trigger you, or understanding those triggers and then heading them off at the pass. You know, being preemptive and knowing, okay, this is going to happen if I sit down. I know I'm going to want this. So maybe don't have those things available in your house.
Mm-hmm.
If you know at 7 o'clock you sit down to watch a television show and you typically go to grab a bag of chips, don't have those chips available so readily there. And if you make the effort to get up and drive and go get them because you want them that bad, now we have another level of understanding how deep this is going in us.
Yeah.
And some people have that, and they do struggle deeper than others.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really up to you to determine how much effort you need to put into this. But more importantly, if you've determined your why through prayer, through meditation, through thinking about this, and really understanding how important it is for you to be healthy, I want to share a really quick story. I know we're going to end here soon. But years ago, I had a television show called American Health and Fitness, and I shared this the last time we talked, Bill, and I had 6 fitness models on there, all by world standards, had perfect bodies, and I had a wardrobe consultant who was probably 4 feet 11, 200 pounds. I walked into the wardrobe trailer. On one end were the fitness models, the other end was Sally. The fitness models were down there trying on their clothes, all complaining about dimples on their bodies and how they didn't look good in clothes and how this made them look fat, so I quickly moved from that situation. I went down. Sally was cooking her lunch, and I want everyone to hear this. Sally said, I asked her, I said, what are you making? And it was red vegetables, yellow, green peppers. It's beautiful, and some chicken. She said, chicken and vegetables. And she looked at me, and the Bible says the eyes are the window to the soul. And it's like she looked into my soul, Bill, and she said this, and I'll never forget it for as long as I live. She said, Clark, this is the body that God gave me, and I'm going to live in it healthy. And that is the most powerful statement I've ever heard in my entire life. You got 6 perfect models on one end of the room, society would say, have the body that everyone wants. And you have somebody on the other end of the room who's 4 feet 11, 200 pounds, but she had the most wholesome, beautiful attitude I've ever seen in any person in my life because she said, this is the body that God gave me, and I'm going to live in it healthy. And if we could all get that and run with it, I think that would be a successful show.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.